This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, welcome. Thursday edition, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Dr. Kelly Victory joining us. Let me bring Steve House up as well. But Dr. Kelly, I'll start with you. Welcome. And it's been a few weeks since we've chatted.
It has been. It's great to be back.
Well, I appreciate it very much. Thanks for taking time out of your day. Steve, welcome back. How are you, sir?
I am doing well. Welcome back from China, Kelly.
Thank you.
Very good to have you guys both. Okay, I told folks, even through a promo, and Dr. Kelly, we text back and forth on all sorts of things. But one of the things we were going to talk about last week, it didn't quite work out that we were able to do so. So you said, hey, I can pick that up and talk about it next week. And I want to start with this because it's a little bit outside of the whole, you know, COVID and shot realm and the things that we've done there. Although I do think it ties in. And this is this whole idea. There's now a Dutch woman that is physically healthy. She's got some major depression issues, evidently. That's what I have read. And she is choosing euthanasia, so death by suicide, assisted suicide, I should say, at 33 years of age. And Dr. Kelly, I just read that and want to cry.
Yeah, it's really distressing, John, and it's a very slippery slope. You know, this is happening all over the world. It's been happening in Canada without much mainstream media coverage under a program they have called MAID, M-A-I-D, okay. Medical Assistance in Dying. And it's where you can go and petition the government, because it's government-run healthcare, that you should be allowed to commit suicide through medical means. Now, it is one thing to talk about people who are suffering mercilessly from something that is incurable. And I could think of a number of people who would say, I simply cannot live like this anymore. You take a Christopher Reeves, for example.
Right.
Although I have very firm Christian values and understand that in my faith, it is never acceptable to commit suicide, I can certainly understand as a physician how someone could find their plight, their physical, medical plight, such that it is intolerable. And they can make the choice to die in with dignity, you know, in a way that's of their own choosing. That is a long stretch from allowing people who have a mental health problem or a psychological stress on them to do that. Because where you could say Christopher Reeves' situation or somebody with an incurable, intractable cancer that is suffering with horrific pain or can't eat, that those people, nothing is going to get better. That is not the case with the vast majority of, or certainly, you know, a majority of mental health issues, and depression being, you know, amongst them. We can help people to feel better. And so it really pains me to see somebody make a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
Agreed.
Make a permanent, you know, something from which they can't retreat. So I certainly did not examine this woman. I don't know the intricacies of her personal plight.
Right.
But I do find it distressing when this stuff starts to become more mainstream and people start to believe that this is one way out.
Steve, we've got another 20 U.S. states wanting to go this same direction, and much to what Dr. Kelly said a moment ago, and as somebody that has experienced some of this firsthand with my brother who passed away now about 3 years ago, and I watched really sort of the last few months of his life, and I was going to say in regards to Dr. Kelly, what she said a moment ago, and Steve, we do have some things, and Dr. Kelly knows this, we have some facilitators called hospice that when end of life is near, they come in and they do as much as they possibly can to make that end of life for that patient as comfortable as possible. There's things that they're doing. I watched it firsthand. They do, by the way, just a marvelous job at that. So even people that have incurable diseases and we get close to the end, there are still ways to mitigate the pain and suffering and things that are going on. And we have, you know, drugs and medications that make that happen. So, Steve, why would we need to have, quote unquote, assisted suicide now 20 states asking for that?
You know, you made a comment early on before Kelly answered your question, and you said, or maybe you did, Kelly, about the fact that mainstream media is not talking about.
Kelly said that. Dr. Kelly said that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and the MAID program. Quite frankly, with the way that people in this country and across the world follow fads and trends, I don't really want them talking about it, because I'm concerned that more people that hear about these programs, and it looks like it's a dignified way to go. And, you know, I get the fact that for some people that they may think it's dignified, but I too am a Christian, and I don't believe suicide's the answer at any point. So I wouldn't want to advertise it, but you're also living in a world where, you know, assisted suicide in these 20 states. I mean, these are probably the same 20 states who want abortion until the day of birth.
Most likely.
And, you know, they don't value life the same way that I view it.
Correct.
And I think you guys view it.
Correct.
So if you have a you know, devalued view of life, then suicide
well,
is just another
and
aspect
by, and
that.
Steve, you took the words out of my mouth. Throwing this back to you, Dr. Kelly, that's where I feel the tie-in of everything we've gone through with COVID, what happened in COVID, how we took care of certain patients, everything from the ventilator to, you know, run, death is near, remdesivir, you know, and the treatments there, and on down the line we go, all the way now to even the injections that continue to be foisted upon us. I still feel like all of that is coming from individuals that don't value life the same way we three do.
Well, I think that's true. I think that there is sort of a people have turned a blind eye to suffering, and they take things very. There is no sanctity of life anymore, and we have become immune to or dulled to it. We see violence all the time. I think, with respect specifically to this medically assisted suicide or euthanasia,
right.
I think the thing that bothers me the most is that. And when you do that, when you do it under the, you know, umbrella of a medically assisted, you're, you know, medicine is giving, the physician is giving the imprimatur that this is okay. We are saying, yes, we're calling this medically, yes, we are saying this is medically reasonable for you to do. And again, I would say that there's a huge difference between someone who is in hospice care, who has no chance of recovery, who is suffering either, you know, emotionally, physically, or both by this process, and there's no hope of them ever turning it around, to allow them to exit with dignity on their own terms is one thing. To say from a medical perspective, yeah, it makes perfect sense that you'd want to cash in your chips now, because there's no chance you're ever going to be not depressed or not, you know, whatever, I think is a tremendous.
I think it's a disservice
abrogation.
to mankind, is it not?
Yes, it's an abrogation of our duty to the patient to give them all of the options and to say, no, we actually do have other things that we can provide for you.
Well, and again, I, like you, I'm not a doctor. I play one on the radio every Thursday, so I do my best during this time, but I'm by no means a doctor. To your point, Dr. Kelly, I don't know this particular individual in this article that I'm all reading you about, and this was an article, by the way, in Apple News of this Dutch woman that in this article really, I, for the most part, did a pretty good job of spelling out that, you know, while this woman is physically healthy, she's got all sorts of other things going on, you know, quote unquote, you know, the demons that she's trying to suppress on a regular basis. And I, like you, Dr. Kelly, I'm sympathetic. I get that. And I'm not a doctor, so I have to be careful. This is where you come into play. I also know, though, from all the different people I've interviewed over the past 10 years here and doing health and wellness on Wednesdays and then having you and Steve and so on, the reality is there is lots of options. There are lots of treatments. In this particular situation, maybe she just hasn't found that right treatment. And I'm sorry, I'm going to step out on a limb here. Maybe there's a spiritual aspect to what's going on with her, and maybe that's something that she either has or hasn't looked at. And I always have to wonder, have you gone down that path? Because we all know that we serve a Lord that can redeem and do miraculous things, and has she been down that path yet?
Yeah, and so I think you're into the really the fine points of this, where we do need to differentiate between people who have organic disease that cannot be cured, and we know that it can't, and there's agreement in the medical community that this is a terminal illness.
Right.
You are going to die of this condition, and we are simply allowing you the opportunity to do it on your time frame, you know, something that was going to happen inevitably anyway, versus somebody who has an undertreated or poorly treated or, you know, a not inadequately treated mental health or psychiatric problem from which they have some emotional pain. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting that emotional pain isn't real.
Not by any means.
People can't be absolutely miserable.
Absolutely.
On a daily basis. I'm simply suggesting that there are other things that I think until every single stone has been overturned, this is not a wise way to go.
Steve, you said it a moment ago, too, that, you know, to your point, we don't really necessarily want all of this televised and as many people, you know, we by no means want this to become a fad like other social media things can become. Holy cow, if that were to happen, and I'm like you, in this day and age, Steve, I have no idea what even starts some of these fads, and I by no means want to head down that path. That's not just a slippery slope. That's just a road I don't want to go down, period, Steve.
Yeah, and I think the other thing you have to look at is, and with all due respect to, you know, medicine and physicians, the term healer is not exclusive to medicine. There's
nope.
All kinds of other types of healers. There
Correct.
Are spiritual healers, as you brought up. There's alternative medicine healers. I think the advice you have to give to someone like this, if you are her doctor, is, look, let's look at the 5 or 6 other options for healing beyond just medicine and drugs and, you know, maybe psychotherapy and all that. I mean, there's just so many different ways to heal. If we immediately say, I can't fix her because she can't, there's no medicine I can give her, that doesn't end up in a step towards suicide. It should be a step towards the other 5 or 6 major ways to get a healer to help.
Yeah. Dr. Kelly, we're going down a path where, again, there was an article that I happened to pull it up at roughly the same time I was reading this other article, and I don't, maybe one of you two sent it or one of the listeners sent it. I don't remember exactly where all the articles come from. I just stick them in my notes. I just know they're there and I can work off of that. But these 20 states that now want to head down this path, and most likely, and I didn't look at each state, but most likely these are states that, again, don't value, they have leadership that don't value life the same way we do. I just look at this, Dr. Kelly, and say, if we would have not quite half of the states, but it's getting close to that, where you could go and have this done. And where I think the slope becomes slippery, Dr. Kelly, is what are the parameters going to be to allow this?
Exactly. Who is the arbiter of whether or not you have exhausted all the medical treatments that are available to you? I think the reality is this, and I'm going to say the quiet part out loud. These people who are making the decisions whether or not to legislate this, to make this available, they are not sitting down and looking for, at a spiritual,
right.
sort of more
they
holistic approach.
Absolutely.
Here. They're saying, here's the deal. This is one less person
yep.
on the dime. This is one less person that we have in the coffin.
One less mouth to feed, basically.
This is one less mouth to feed, exactly. This is one less person. We can provide them this relatively inexpensive exit, and we can stop paying for this individual's psychotherapy 3 days a week, you know, say 52 weeks a year. We can stop paying for this person's chemotherapy. We can stop paying for this person's MRIs and CAT scans and trips to the oncologist. If they're willing to just end their lives, great, we're done and dusted.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crass, cruel, really inhumane way of looking at it that takes into account the actuarial impact of this kind of legislation rather than the spiritual, moral, and ethic one.
Okay, I'm going to throw this at both of you. Dr. Kelly, I want to start with you. Does this also not lower, I'm going to make sure I use the right words here. I'm going to use my words carefully here. As far as the medical community goes, where you are supposed to be doctors that are, to Steve's point earlier, healing, making people better, doing everything possible you can to keep people alive, Does this not take the whole industry down not only one notch but several when now doctors are assisting people to die?
Well, I think it goes further than that. I mean, I think you're completely leaving out the whole Hippocratic Oath, the
yes.
idea that we are first, you know, the four pillars of medical ethics, autonomy, beneficence, non-malevolence, and justice. You know, beneficence means we are supposed to act for the good of our patients. We are supposed to do things that improve their health, improve their lives. So you're making a big leap to say that allowing you or helping you to end your life is helping it. You know, first do no harm really, you know, puts us in a position from a Hippocratic standpoint that we are supposed to be doing those things again that do not harm the individual. And the sanctity of life, I think, you know, needs to remain in that position for good reason.
Steve, I'm not saying this is where we are, but I definitely don't want to go down this path. And I'm not a historian, so I don't know every single detail of what happened under Hitler's rule, but did he not use doctors in much this same way during his rule?
Well, that, I mean, obviously to create the right gases for gas chambers and injections and other things, but he had Dr. Mengele, and Mengele's job was to experiment on humans to find out what their tolerance levels
right.
are, you know, find out what he could do to them, you know, to find out how they would perform in extreme cold as soldiers. I mean, yeah, they did a lot of harm. They didn't value human life at all. In fact, the doctors...
Well, they were trying to create their quote-unquote super race by eliminating some that they felt weren't ever going to be that.
Exactly. They were looking at how could I modify or influence genetics to get somebody that was a super race and everybody else was expendable on the pathway there.
I just got a message sent to me by Dan Muir and Steve Yu. You know him. Dr. Kelly's never met Dan, but article he just sent, this is coming out of the UK, a Paralympic Army veteran has claimed that government officials in Canada offered to give her euthanasia equipment when she was pushing to have a stair lift installed into her home. And again, I can't verify all of this, but you have to look at some of that, Dr. Kelly, back to what you just said. And I would not doubt this, by the way.
Yeah, I have heard horrific stories about people who have gone in with vaccine injuries, claims of long COVID, claims of other injuries, other sorts of things that have made them permanently disabled, but they are not looking for this sort of extreme way to end their lives, but that's what they're being offered.
Wow.
They're saying, you know, what else can I do to help me with this vaccine injury or this disability? And the government is suggesting, well, don't forget, you always have the option to actually euthanize yourself. I mean, this is, and again, you just, unless this can be so well controlled, we're going down a deep, dark path.
Yep.
And I look at it not in a vacuum. You have to look at it alongside everything else that's happening. The idea that now we not just allow abortion, but we allow it up to the moment of birth. That we've gone down this road with the transgender stuff, that we're allowing
yep.
children to
yep.
do
yep.
horrific things from which they cannot, you know,
it's irreversible.
Treat. Yeah, exactly. We are allowing all of these things. This is all happening at the same time, that we have vaccine programs where we are foisting completely untested genetic therapies on people,
mm-hmm.
Regardless of their other health conditions or whether they're pregnant or anything else. These are all happening simultaneously. There is just an absolute assault on humanity.
Agreed.
And you really have to ask yourself where it's coming from.
All right. Go ahead, Steve, before we go to break. Go ahead.
One last quick thing. Don't forget that the British National Health Service, that Canada and the U.S. through Obamacare have comparative effectiveness built into those health care laws, which means that there's a formula. You get to a certain age.
Yep.
If you have a problem, they estimate the cost of that. They estimate your useful life. They estimate your contribution to the Treasury. If you, in fact, had euthanasia legal, and it doesn't matter if it's 20 states or 25, it matters which 20 states.
That's right.
The largest 20 states, there's lots of population. If you had that in combination and you devalued life, why wouldn't the option be, no, you cannot have a liver transplant, but, oh, by the way, we can legally euthanize you and make it very, very comfortable for you to pass
yep.
on.
Yep.
I mean, it just all ties together, in
agree.
My opinion.
Agree. All right, I'm going to come back. I want to add a couple of things to this in just a moment. You can always text us a question, by the way, and a couple of comments have come in on the text line. One of them, by the way, says nursing homes already allow starvation, or said some nursing homes allow starvation, or they'll withhold care as well, which, by the way, should not be happening either. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Text line 307-200-8222. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Find out what Kurt can do for you on a mortgage today. Kurt Rogers, 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1% to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217-147, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, up next, Dr. Scott Faulkner. And if you want a doctor that literally thinks exactly the way we're talking right now, look no further than Dr. Scott Faulkner. Call him today, 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
All right, Level Engineering, find out if solar is a good fit for you. There's a new program that might make that easier, by the way. Give Alan a call today. Find him at klzradio.com.
The big secret that most solar salesmen don't want you to know is that you should not have to pay up front for a solar system. Alan Davis has seen those smarmy sales guys knocking on your door right at dinner time, and I'm sure you have too. Don't pay them a dime. Alan Davis of Level Engineering will teach you about the PPA program, which allows you to have solar installed on your home at no cost. It's monitored and maintained, and you are guaranteed to pay less for your energy than you are right now. It's a no-brainer. The catch is that the company gets the tax credit instead of you, which isn't a big factor for most people. Alan Davis will set you up with the equipment you need, all professionally installed, with ongoing maintenance, including your roof maintenance, and a 25-year warranty. For less than you're paying right now, guaranteed. Don't just sit there. Call Alan Davis of Level Engineering at 303-378-7537. Do it now and find out how you can use solar energy to say goodbye to those steadily increasing power bills. That's Alan Davis at 303-378-7537.
All right, for all your roofing needs, by the way, that's Roof Savers of Colorado. As look outside right now, looks like we might have a little rain coming in. Make sure that you are dialed in for this summer. Give Dave a call today, 303-710-6916.
Everywhere, new life is bursting forth, from budding trees to the blossoming flowers. So why not give your roof new life too? Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hart.
And I'm Madison Hart. We want to tell you how our RoofMax Rejuvenation Treatment can add up to 15 years of life to your existing roof without spending thousands on a replacement. RoofMax is a 100% plant-based, bio-friendly product that rehydrates dry and minorly damaged shingles.
And it gets better. When you restore your roof with RoofMax, you help find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. RoofMax has set a goal to help find forever families for 25,000 children waiting in foster care by 2030 through the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Are you ready to rejuvenate your roof and help provide a child with the home they deserve? Call our dad, Dave Hart, with Roof Savers Colorado at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to see if your roof qualifies for the treatment.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
We are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Talking to Dr. Kelly Victory. If you want to know more about Dr. Kelly, just go right to rushtoreason.com. There is an entire page dedicated to Dr. Kelly, giving her bio, everything that we've been through, and all of our past shows are there as well, and they're all indexed where once you go to a particular day, on any day, by the way, you can do a search for Dr. Kelly and find all the different things we've done throughout. Steve House, who's also, by the way, very versed in all of this. No, Steve, you and I both are not doctors, and you know far more about this than I. I just sit back, listen, and learn from the two of you, and I've done that now for three solid years. Actually, four almost now, by the way. We're getting very close to that. Question, Steve, that came in that I thought I would throw to you, because I think this is your area of expertise. Not that Dr. Kelly can't answer this, because she's very well versed in this as well, but a listener asked, will all of this euthanasia talk, by the way, also encourage insurance companies to push that instead of treatment?
It's a battle, John, because you have life insurance companies who, you know,
they don't want you gone.
That, well, but most policies will say that if you commit suicide in the first 2 years, then the death benefit's not valid. But right after that, it is. Life insurance companies are suffering from, you know, COVID deaths, COVID vaccination deaths, really.
Right.
The mass number of people that have died, you know, all cause mortality going up so much. So that's one thing. Sure, health insurance companies. I mean, gosh, John, years ago, I sat on an organization that was involved in trying to drive higher quality health care, and we sat with some companies, and, you know, the talk was, do you deal with the fact that the first symptom of heart disease for 52% of the population is death? And the answer is, well, from a health insurance company perspective, if you happen to die on your first symptom, that means there's no health insurance needs at all. So is that better than trying to intervene and have somebody who needed long-term rehab, et cetera, et cetera? And it was a significant debate. So I can tell you that health insurance companies, euthanasia, they probably won't never publicly weigh in on it, but certainly there is a cost change.
Yes.
When you have that kind of thing happen.
Yes. And Dr. Kelly, you coming from the provider side, where insurance companies in a lot of ways dictate care, it's why the doctor we have, Dr. Scott, does not do that. He's outside of that realm, which, by the way, a lot of solid doctors are heading, as you know, Dr. Kelly, they're headed that direction because they don't want to be told by the insurance companies what to do.
Absolutely. There's more and more of a push to get out, to develop a parallel healthcare system. I just spoke this past weekend up at a conference in Spokane, Washington, with a large group of providers doing exactly that. Providers who are saying, look, we're doing cash-only businesses.
Yep.
We can drive the cost down
yep.
for our patients.
That's right.
But we can then practice autonomously. We don't need to practice sort of protocol-based algorithmic medicine that, you know, boxes and ties our hands and does not allow us to do what's best for our patients. With regard to the question this particular person asked with euthanasia and whether insurance companies will push it, you know, unfortunately, I think that that is the logical way this will end up going. It
mm-hmm.
may take years for it to happen, but once you start making people believe that a particular option is mainstream, that this is legitimate, that yes, people have always had the opportunity to euthanize themselves or to commit suicide under the bailiwick of medical care, Once you make people believe that, and clearly it's the what's more financially expedient for the insurance companies, then yes, I do think that's likely to happen.
Agreed. And again, and somebody mentioned this as well in a text message. I mean, this literally is the old battle of good versus evil, no doubt. And yeah, you guys all know where I stand on that. I've talked about this, you know, over and over and over again. I am on the side of good. I am on the side of life. I know Steve and Dr. Kelly are as well. You know, it is our duty, it's my duty as a Christian to see everyone, you know, enjoy life as much as they possibly can. And Dr. Kelly, to your point, I realize that things will come along to where that may not be physically possible. And I went through some of this. Our family went through some of this with my brother. He had terminal brain cancer. There was no cures. He was in a trial at MD Anderson. They extended his life by about a year. But, you know, we all knew really heading into that unless there was some, you know, mass miracle that happened, that would most likely be the case. And yet he died with dignity, handled things all the way to the end very well. You know, hospice came in, like I said, kept things very, very comfortable for him. And Dr. Kelly, he by no means would have ever taken the option that we're talking about. Just wouldn't have been in his wheelhouse. Wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, exactly. And as I said, I don't think that people should be robbed of that opportunity in the case of something like what your brother had. And I think they need to be taken on a case-by-case basis. I don't think we can write some blanket policy that's going to cover that says, well, you know, if you have breast cancer or if you have, you know, heart disease or if you have, you know, whatever, multiple sclerosis or whatever, that you automatically would qualify for this thing. I think it really needs to be handled with the absolute, I don't even know what to call it. It is so precious.
Yes.
That each
case
needs to be handled separately because of this issue of the sanctity of life, and we cannot allow ourselves to get sucked any further into the abyss. God knows, it seems like everywhere we turn, we're seeing some assault on humanity, assault on our culture, assault on our livelihoods.
All right. Before we, or as we continue on, let me do this. Steve, I'm going to switch gears here because you sent something to Dr. Kelly and I both yesterday talking about modified RNA and COVID vaccines may contribute to cancer development. We're seeing now this, you know, I think I read yesterday, too. I don't know if I sent this to you guys or maybe you sent this to me. I'm sorry. Again, I get so many things that I have to read through on a daily basis. I believe 2/3 of cancer diagnosis today after the shot are stage 4 cancer. Steve, you kind of started this conversation last night. I'll let you take it.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of data coming out. And Brown University published a study this week about what the impact of the spike protein is on the cancer-fighting antibodies and the stuff in our body that in the immune system that finds a free radical and tries to kill it or finds cancer growing and tried to kill it. The spike protein overrides that and it doesn't happen. And I suspect, and you know, Kelly knows, you know, the IgG discussions about, you know, what actually happens to your body if your immune system is not fighting cancer for you and you happen to get cancer. It's going to grow very quickly. There isn't going to be any stalling it, delaying it. And that's why this thing about stage 4 cancer occurring in so many cases, such a high percentage, it's not a surprise. It was probably predictable. Kelly's probably predicted it herself that when you get into the situation now with stage 4, you don't have very long to go in most cancer's cases. And the treatment you get at stage 4 is significantly more difficult, more painful, and a lot more costly.
That's exactly right. Dr. Kelly, I know you have talked about this. And maybe for those that maybe are tuning in for the first time today or just listening to us for the first time, explain how the shot actually makes some of this happen and why you feel these cancers are worse today, these turbo cancers, which we've talked about several times, why those are occurring.
Well, first of all, I think it was entirely predictable, and I did predict it way before the first shot was ever put in.
Yeah, well, you know what? All three of us were talking about this 2 years plus ago.
Yeah. And now, as Steve said, the data are irrefutable. We're seeing an explosion of cancers across the board, particularly in young people. There are these very aggressive cancers and cancers in groups of people that we normally don't see them, including in the age range from 18 to 49, which is not the typical age range for cancers. Cancer in general is a disease of the very young, with leukemias and bloodborne cancers, and then people over the age of 55 or 60 or older. October, and that's not what we're seeing right now. There are five discrete mechanisms, if you will, by which I believe these injections, these mRNA shots, cause or increase the likelihood of cancer. First of all, the spike protein itself, whether it's from the virus or from the vaccine, inhibits tumor suppression cells. In other words, the spike inhibits the thing that's supposed to inhibit the cancer. It inhibits the army, the P53 cells. When you get COVID itself, however, you eliminate those spikes very quickly. When you get a vaccine, you continue to produce those spike proteins in perpetuity. You continue to crank them out of every cell in your body. So you are cranking out spikes that suppress the cells in your body that are supposed to see and suppress cancers. Secondly, we know that the mRNA certainly appears to be in interfering with the ability for DNA to do cell repair. One of the jobs of your DNA is to go around and repair damaged cells that have become dysfunctional or somehow mutated, and the mRNA impairs DNA's ability to do that. The third thing is we're seeing contamination of many of the vials with DNA that includes some tumor enhancers, some tumor promoters. So there's significant contamination of some of the vials with DNA that appears to promote cancer cells.
Okay.
Then, as Steve said, we know and we've documented in people who've gotten these vaccines, these quote vaccines, an abnormal increase in one fraction of their immunoglobulins, of their immune system, called IgG4. IgG4, you're supposed to have a little bit of that. That's the part of your immune system that tells you not to react to every piece of pollen or dust or cat dander, because otherwise we'd be a sniffling, wheezing mess all the time. So you're supposed to have a little bit of IgG4.
Okay.
But people who get these shots have a huge spike in their IgG4. They have too much. So all of a sudden their immune system is telling them to ignore things that it shouldn't ignore. Not just ignore the pollen and the dust and the cat dander, but ignore that abnormal prostate cell. Ignore that abnormal, breast cell.
I see.
And so rather than wiping it out the way it normally would, it's ignoring it. And then the last thing.
Which means it just keeps growing and growing and growing, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
And then the fifth mechanism is the fact that in order to make these, quote, vaccines more shelf stable, have longer shelf lives, they substituted one of the components of it with a pseudouridine rather than just uridine. They substituted it, and that appears to be a cancer promoter by itself. So what we're seeing are either, as I said, people who are developing cancers that you would not otherwise anticipate based on their age and demographics. So what I mean by that is advanced colon cancers in people in their 20s and 30s, advanced melanomas in young people, lung cancers in non-smokers, and very concerningly, we're also seeing people who had had cancer that was deemed to be in remission many times for more than 10 years, all of a sudden coming back with a vengeance. So it clearly, all of these things together say to me, these shots are suppressing the immune system so that all of a sudden that abnormal, we all have abnormal cells in us all the time. We all are walking around with cancer cells. But the healthy immune system takes care of them, wipes them out, keeps them under control. When your immune system has been drastically suppressed, has been harmed, which is clearly what's happened, all of a sudden these abnormal cells can run amok, and that's exactly what we're seeing.
Steve, what do you want to add to that? Because you're the one really that brought this up, and I will give you credit. You're the one that sent me the article in talking about the 2/3 of cancers now that are coming out are stage 4. So give you credit for that. And I apologize. I should have remembered all of that earlier. But add to what Dr. Kelly just said.
No, I don't need credit. I need a solution to the problem. And in reality, one other statistic about this that's kind of crazy is I think that breast cancer in women under the age of 40 tends to run in the U.S. in the hundreds of people in a year. that get it. Today, that number is over 50,000.
Wow.
So 50,000 wow. young women getting breast cancer. But here's the other part of that, and that is breast cancer detection starts with mammograms, usually not until you're 50, et cetera. If you're under the age of 40, if you're under the age of 50 and you haven't had a mammogram yet, and you have been vaccinated, one or more times, but especially multiple times, you need to check yourself and really watch for breast cancer when you look at those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just is one, and unusual symptoms, like Kelly said, you're in your 20s and you're getting colon cancer. Nobody should ignore an unusual symptom in general, yeah. but if you've been vaccinated based on what we know, you should be really paying close attention.
Fully agree.
Yeah. The other thing is you really need to double down, if you haven't already, on things that every single thing you can do to enhance the functioning of your immune system. Not just to fight off COVID or disease X or whatever, next right. thing they have planned for us, but because your immune system is your first line of defense against cancer. So if you aren't sure what your vitamin D levels are, get them checked. Because you need your vitamin D level to be between 80 and 100 nanograms per milliliter. You need to be supplementing zinc. You need to be getting adequate sleep and regular vigorous exercise, eating a good diet, mitigating stress, doing those things, really eating a diet that is rich in fruits and vegetables and the kinds of things that will make your immune system operate at its peak performance, because that's what's taken the hit with these vaccines. It's your immune system, and you may not be able to eradicate the spike protein, so what you need to do is double down on everything else.
Makes total sense.
I'm even doing 40 to 60 ounces of hydrogen water a day, Kelly, to help with the oxidation of my body, just because I want my immune system to be better. Not everybody believes in that, but I've really, really noticed, energy and some other things from that.
Okay, good to know. Steve, guys, thank you. Dr. Kelly, we'll be right back. Questions, keep texting 307-200-8222, 307-200-8222. Next visit from High Five Plumbing, $100 off. Call them right now, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
In a plumbing emergency, you need the most qualified plumber in the business on speed dial. You need High Five Plumbing. High Five has a team of local agents ready to respond to your emergency. They even have separate call center and dispatch agents. That means you won't get put on hold for eternity, and high priority calls go directly to dispatch, saving you valuable time. Even during off hours or weekends, if it's an emergency, you'll get someone who can help you. Their response time is best in class, and you can read that for yourself in their more than 3,000 five-star reviews. For the month of April, they'll give you $100 off your repair. Just tell them you heard them on KLZ. High Five's techs are certified and constantly training for emergencies, so you're guaranteed to get the right tech for the job fast with High Five Plumbing. Just call 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE. High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
I clog my toilet one too many times. I'll call High Five for this. Call High Five for this.
All right, make sure that you're set for retirement. Al Smith can help you and check whether you're going to make it or not. Give him a call today, 303-744-1128.
Your retirement plan needs to be reviewed periodically with Golden Eagle Financial to maximize the options of your retirement. Al Smith has seen almost every curveball that can be thrown at a retirement account. He's worked with folks who are just starting their savings or entering the job market, and people who retired 10 years ago. What they have in common is that a periodic review is essential to retiring with security and confidence. You don't have to worry about your retirement. Al will partner with you to go carefully through your plan and make sure you're still on track to retire comfortably and on your terms. Go to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation and get your retirement back on track. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. Registered investment advisor, BCM, and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold to individually licensed and appointed agents.
All right, Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, give them a call today. Find out how they can help you with all of your HVAC needs, and there is no surprises. They'll give you all of your costs up front. 303-656-5467.
What they quote you is what you pay for your HVAC services with Rheem Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC. You're tired of a constant barrage of tacked on fees, trip charges, and other costs added to advertised prices. Cub Creek is a person-to-person company who will figure out what you need and tell you up front what the cost will be. If there are variables or a chance that something might affect the quote, they'll tell you that too. You should be cautious to investigate other offers that seem too good to be true. And if you think it might be, a simple call to Cub Creek can let you know what to expect and give you that second opinion you need. They are experts in one thing, installing and repairing heating and air conditioning systems. They won't happen to notice that your water heater or other appliances need repairs while in your home either. Call Cub Creek Heating and AC when you want the best service with an honest and clear price by going to klzradio.com/HVAC.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Dr. Kelly Victory, Steve House with us today. All right, I want to jump into, and again, these are articles that we were sending back and forth among the three of us. Steve, I'll start with you. 15 federal agencies now say that they were creating a virus through gain of function all the way back in 2018. Things that, again, the three of us have been talking about now for several years, but now, these facts have always been there, but they're now kind of trying, I shouldn't say kind of, they're now starting to make it to mainstream media.
Yeah, there's a group called Judicial Watch that's doing a lot of it. Tom Fitton and his guys
are
doing federal open records request data. But this issue was in 2018, Peter Daszak, a name Kelly and you know well, came to Congress or the bureaucracies in Washington, and he shared with 15 federal agencies that they were doing gain-of-function work on the coronavirus, and they were doing it with the intention of creating a highly transmissible version of it so that they could then develop vaccines. They knew it in 18. The real problem I have with this, first of all, we weren't supposed to be doing gain-of-function, but the second problem is, in 19, in the fall of 19 when it happened and China started to see it, why those federal agencies did not inform someone that they already knew about a highly transmissible coronavirus, because they'd been presented the idea from Peter Daszak working in China and potentially Ukraine to develop this virus. It was criminal that we weren't told of that, because we would have done a lot of things differently had we known there was a highly transmissible virus early on, and those agencies knew it.
Well, and Dr. Kelly, I think this dovetails into, it's also why a quote-unquote treatment came out as quickly as it did, correct?
Yeah, I think they didn't just, let's be clear here, they didn't just know about it. These agencies didn't know about it. They were involved.
They were making it.
A bunch of them were involved
in
it.
Yeah, thank you. Let's set the record straight. It wasn't that they just knew. They were in charge of it.
Yeah, they were at the party.
Yeah, there you go.
So our government was highly, highly participant in the development of COVID-19. They funneled U.S. taxpayer dollars out of the U.S. through Peter Daszak and the EcoHealth Alliance over to the lab in China, where we not only were conducting gain-of-function research, but we were doing it with our greatest geopolitical foe, the Chinese Communist Party. You are absolutely right, John, that the reason that they, quote, came out with a vaccine as quickly as they did had nothing to do with Operation Warp Speed, and everything to do with that they had about a 3 or 4 year head start. They already knew exactly what they were developing a vaccine for, that we have the receipts. They had patents these vaccines prior to us first seeing our first supposed case of this novel virus. I mean, the entire thing is so crooked, it is so corrupt, and it is so obvious what was going on, that thank God you've got a Rand Paul who's trying desperately to bring this all to light. But boy, Congress, and certainly none of the powers that be, which includes the NIH, the CDC, the FDA, the NIAID, DARPA, the in BARDA, the different groups that were involved in this. CEPI, the World Economic Forum, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, CEPI, I could go on and on. They all not only knew about it, they were at the party. Yeah. They were participants.
That's right. Quick question from a listener. I know we've got limited time here, but we'll do this as quick as we can. Has asthma, uses inhalers. Pharmacists suggested that they get a pneumonia shot. Are they safe, and do they use mRNA technology?
Let me take that in reverse order. They do not use mRNA technology right at present.
Okay.
They are a more traditional vaccine platform. Are they safe? There is no medical treatment out there that doesn't come with some potential side effects. I think you need to look at what your actual risk is and whether or not you, based on your profile, your age, your other underlying health conditions, whether or not you feel that you are at particular risk to get something like pneumonia, or whether or not you could wait and see, and if you do get it, treat it with, our readily available, safe and effective things like antibiotics. So at this point, I am hesitant to tell anybody to rush out and get any types of vaccines, because I think without doubt, we have been over-vaccinating people and should take a more cautious approach. All of that said, you need to take into account your specific individual risk factors and discuss it with your physician whether or not you think the risk benefit calculation falls in favor of taking a vaccine.
And you know what? And I've heard you say that so many times, that all of you listening, if you've got those sort of in particular questions for you, yes, we can cover the generals on is this particular vaccine safe, not safe, et cetera. But really, it all comes down to you. Do as much research on your own as you possibly can. And again, we've always got Dr. Kelly and Steve at our disposal. Guys, that is it. This hour just goes by so fast. Thank you both so much. Dr. Kelly, I'll let you go first. Thank you. Thank you again for taking your time for us.
Thank you. Talk soon.
You bet. Appreciate it. Steve, as well. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. You're the one that got all this going way back in the day in the first place.
Got a pleasure, John. I hope it goes on forever.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you, Steve. With that, guys, Vectren Windows and Doors is next. Free installation right now on windows and doors through the month of April. Give Dave a call today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Vectren Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Vectren commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Vectren Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Vectren promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Vectren. Check out Vectren Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
Bruce Simmons, he is our reverse mortgage specialist. Find out if a reverse mortgage might be a good fit for you. Call him today. Again, klzradio.com is where you find him.
A reverse mortgage can make sense for you if you are properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, can help make sure you are ready. Many things you do not need to do first, like paying your bills off first or making certain repairs. And sometimes you will need to shore up some things on the home title or a repair that Bruce knows will be needed for the appraisal. The point is, you can be prepared for a reverse mortgage and move now rather than waiting. In an interest rate increasing environment, acting quicker rather than later puts more money in your pocket. Call Bruce Simmons for a free consultation at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. Or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
K&R Home Transitions. Take the stress out of buying and selling a home today. K&R Home Transitions. Find them at klzradio.com.
Kat and Robin of K&R Home Transitions know what the true value of your home is, and they also know how to show its other features.
K&R Homes sold our house in 30 days, and we got $10,000 over our listing price. We needed someone who was going to help us sell the entire value. So much so that when they put our video together, we didn't even know the house. It was so great. It was a beautiful, well-prepared, very professional home that even we wanted to buy our own home.
Kat and Robin understand what's behind your home's bones to see what it's truly worth.
What makes Kat and Robin special for us was they sold based on value. Our other agent that we had previously was really focused on us selling by price because of the market.
You know what your home is worth. You need a realtor that understands that too. Call K&R Home Transitions today at 720-437-8210 or go to klzradio.com/homes to start.
All right, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, two locations now to service you, whether you're buying a new car, a new used car, or having your car repaired. We've got you covered. Fort Collins and Boulder both. Go to ridgelineautobrokers.com for more information.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Do you need high-quality auto repair? Then look no further. Ridgeline Auto Brokers specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 and $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. At Ridgeline, we pride ourselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why we never charge any dealer fees. Plus, all of our vehicles are inspected by our team of ASE certified technicians. You can trust that the car you're buying is in excellent condition. And remember, we can also service your vehicle after the sale. At Ridgeline, we offer competitive financing options for vehicle purchase or for vehicle repairs. Ridgeline now has two locations, one in Boulder, and now a second location in Fort Collins, located at 1101 North College Avenue. Both locations offer full-service auto repair and a host of off-road accessories. Check out all our services at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline, the smart way to buy or service your car.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, closing out this hour, I got one last text message asking, how could I believe in the micro effects of COVID on people but not believe in the macro effects of people on climate change? I don't look at the second one in that way. I look at both of them as being micro effects, including us as people on the earth, the climate, etc. We have micro effects, not macro effects. That's the two different beliefs that I have versus this particular texture, and we'll just have to agree to disagree. That's it for this first hour. If you missed any of it, please remember you go to rushtoreason.com, listen to all of it there. You can even send this on to somebody else by doing that or by doing it there also as well. We'll be back, though. Hour number two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.